the level alright? Obviously not.
Right.
Just for the record, it's 8th of September, and it's Andy Gillings here, and we're recording conversation with one of the old miners from Laxey. Your name's Bobby. What's your full name?
Robert. Robert Joseph Kelly. My full name is.
Well, there we are. We've got the full name for the record. And all we want to do is just talk a bit about the mines and what life was like.
Well, of course, it's up to you to ask the questions, and I can get round to it better. But
yeah. When did you start working in the mines?
Well,
how long ago?
I started as a lad at what they call on the washing floors, you know.
Oh yeah, where the gardens are now.
Where the valley, where the houses is, you know.
Yeah.
That used to be the washing floors. Well, you had to start there before you got promotion to anywhere else. Like everywhere else, what they used to call it, the tan yard. And it was a tan yard, because you worked from 7 o'clock in the morning to 6 at night.
A long day.
Aye, and on a Saturday, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5 at night.
A long day as well.
And
that was every Saturday.
Every Saturday, only one holiday in the year, that was Christmas Day.
And presumably Sunday you all had to go to church, did you?
They weren't high. Or chapel.
Chapel, yeah.
And, of course, you worked on no electric lights, all under duck lamps.
Under duck lamps?
Duck lamps, what they call duck lamps. These big, you're hanging up, you know, and full of paraffin, and then the paraffin was coming down as a thing, and then there was a kind of a round thing on, and then it just burned about 6 or 7 flares out of it. But they call them duck lamps, them days.
And that was on the washing floors, in the sheds there.
And the
were you undercover there, or was it out in the open?
Oh, you're on a certain amount of shelter overhead, that's all.
Cold in the winter then?
Oh, cold. Oh. And where you start, you had what they call picking chats, you know. There'd be men up above raking the ore that come out of the mines. And they'd be raking it from a gully and then be going through a riddle. And then that would be coming out onto what they call a round galvanized table. Or iron table, like. And
how big would that be?
You would be here, and there'd be about 40 around this table, and you'd have to sort the stone, catch many the stone, and throw it in the barrow, you know, and then when your barrow was full, you had to run and empty it, and the other fellas had to, and you'd have to run. Keep yourself warm, keep your feet warm. And then people are doing that in your turn. And then when the, what we call the good ore was left, was going to the far end, well then that chap would be taken out, then he'd be wheeling it out in a store place to go through the mill, what they call the mill, to be crushed.
Yeah, and what did they do with the ore then?
They won.
They crushed the ore. And what happened after that?
Well, it went then, when it was crushed, it went all through different lines of progress, you know, right down till it went right down to sand.
Yeah.
You know, the lead was took out, the zinc was took out of it, the copper was took out of it, and all like that till it was gone right down to really slime and sand, and that all went into the river then, and that's what made Laxey Beach so plentiful then. There was all sand. Laxey Beach was all sand. No sand Laxey Beach now. And you hear them saying, oh, we'll have to get some fetch the sand. They never get the sand on Laxey Beach, because there's no sand going down the river to get it on Laxey Beach.
Oh, that's interesting.
They never get sand on Laxey Beach. No matter what they do, there used to be a big sand bank one time, Laxey Harbour.
And then they took the ore out in boats, did they? They took the ore.
Ore and boats, yes. Oh, yes.
Do you know where it went to?
Oh, I to Swansea and different parts of the north of England. It went to, and used to be all what they call monks' boats, run them.
Monks' boats.
Yeah.
What are they?
What they call the black and white puddle boat. And some. Sarah Blanchon, one or two of them, you had. But mostly,
anyway, you but say, carry on.
It used to, you know, it's been marvellous to see it, the progress it went through. It went through one big mill, you know, crusher, and then it went down to another small crusher. Then it would carry on then, and it come out that fine, and went through a thing like a jiggers, and they were always working like that all the time, and they'd be the sand would be going out on the top, and that lead and the sink would always yeah, come out in the bottom in different
bottom.
Cells. Oh, it's marvellous if you're able to see them working.
Yeah.
And they were all driven by water.
Oh, they had some water wheels there, did they?
Water wheels? They're all water wheels.
And how long did you have to work? How many years did you work on the washing floors then?
Well, I only done the 1 year in the washing floors.
And then you got promoted?
Then I got on the little engine we used to call it then, the ant and the bee, and hauling the stuff from underground.
They had two steam engines.
We thought we were in heaven then, because we were working 8 hours a day. And when you were evening shift, you only worked the 5 days. See, and you're off
and
every Saturday.
And you worked afternoon shift as well, did you?
Oh, aye.
Did they work at night at all?
Hey, bud?
Did they work at night at all?
Not on the engine, didn't the mines. No. I'm getting 12 bob a week then on that. Thought we were in heaven. Quite a lot of money them days.
Do you remember what year that was?
Hey, bud?
What year was that you were working on there?
1910.
And how far into the mine did it go?
How far in? It went right up to, I would say the best part of a mile.
Went up to Agnes Shaft and Dumbbell
up
Shaft.
Up to Dumbbells, yes.
Up to Dumbbells?
Yeah. And then, of course, that's as far as the little engines went. See?
Yeah.
And of course you went up there and what we call, just like on the tram, you see you'd shunt your wagons there to put them here for the striker, and then the little engine would run around this way then and take that end there, and you'd take the loaded ones out, carry about six or seven at a time.
And was the roadway, the track, very wet?
Hey, bud?
Was the track wet at all, or was it dry? What was it like to work there?
Oh, wet. Your feet were wet from the time you went in the morning till you finished at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's no such thing as Wellington's them to keep your feet dry, because the water was always running out. You see, the level was always wet. All the water.
You had to grease your boots.
You had to tramp through it to do the shunting off the wagons.
Yeah, and they brought the ore up Dunbill Shaft, did they?
They won?
They brought the ore up to
Dunbull.
Locos, brought it up Dunbill Shaft.
Dunbull's, and then they'd have another day going to the Welsh Shaft, drawn from there, and then you'd have another day drawn from the engine shaft.
And do you know how many men were working underground at the time?
Oh, about 200 then.
And how did they work all together, or were they little teams?
Oh, they were working in groups. Some would be groups of four, and some would be groups of two. That's all. There'd be no more than four in what they'd call a pitch. You see, before it'd be in a pitch. That what goes there to get the promotion again to get there.
And did you ever get on a pitch then?
Oh yes, I did. Very handy. I got there with a lot of older men than me, like, and I was the young fella, and I used to do all the blasting for them, because I was the youngest of the thing, you know. And when they call you sinking a sump, when they call you sinking a sump, you know, you start at the top and go down maybe about 20 fathom. Well, and then when you're doing the blasting, you had to throw all the stuff up on a tub, you know, on a winch, and the three men thing up, and then you be down there lighting your fuses, maybe six fuses at a time with your candle, and you where you fired your thing them days was, you split the point of your fuse and you stuck a little bit of dynamite in it, in each one, and then you lit your longest fuse first, and then went round on them all like that, and these fellas at the top would know how time to tell you, come on, and then you had to put one leg in the tub and hold to the chain to leave one you up to get up to the top.
Before the explosives went off.
Oh, you know, you didn't think nothing of it really much, but you didn't know when you were going to get... But you never get up sometimes. He blew up.
Did you have many accidents with explosives in the mines?
Pardon?
Did you have many accidents in the mines with shot fire?
No, been a few drowned. Yeah, I remember one time there was four drowned. And Maxi mine. The accidents in Snape Hill mine. Of course, the Snape Hill mine, you see, was only one shaft, and they got suffocated there.
What was the air like in Laxey? Was there any ventilation to keep the air clean?
Plenty of ventilation in Laxey. Of course, some places you get pretty warm, but pretty drafty in places, in the levels anyway. Job to keep your candle in. You see, only had candles them days, what they call a tallow candle.
Yeah.
That's all the lights you had.
You get used to it, did you?
Say what?
You got used to working with very little light.
Well, that's you had to get used, because nothing else for you.
And you stuck that on your hat, did you?
That's for when you were walking, or going down the ladders. That's with your head stuck on your hat, and lump of clay, see? And then when you're walking in the level, well, you took it off and held it in your hand to walk with a lump of clay.
And then you'd stick it on the wall where you were working, would you?
When you're working, you'd have a couple, because it was all hand drill, you see? All hand work, all hammer work, hand.
Well, did you have two men to each drill? One to hold it and one to hit it.
That's right. One to turn it and the other to hit it.
Yeah. How long would it take you to drill a hole?
Well, it all depends on the ground you're working in, you see. Sometimes you'd hit a hit hard ground and be like, you'd see fire coming from your drill. You know, it's that hard.
Sparks.
And then if the jumper was anyway fully sharp, and it was gone in no time. You used 3 or 4 jumpers to get started. And then you make it down, and as you got down further, you may strike a good bit of ore, lead or something, then you're born nice, you see.
So how you...
It's all done by barbing.
Yeah. And then you'd fire the explosives, would you?
Yep.
You'd fire explosives, would you, to bring the ore down?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was saying. I used to do all that when the youngest, and I could. Didn't think nothing of it, didn't you?
And how much ore would you bring down every time?
Well, you wouldn't bring a big lot. It's all like, you see, Laxey Mines is very funny because some places you get plenty of good blasting ground, plenty of come out and leave the sides, what they call. There's a hanging side and a lying side, you see.
Oh, yes, because the thing is, the vein was on a slope, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yes.
You see, and if you had lots of room, once you get the piece off the hanging side, well, the lying side, then if you got a good hole in, that would come away, give you a good bargain for your blast.
And then what happened to that ore? Who took it to the shafts?
Well, they had then what they call marines, you see. Two men that were what they call marine stuff. They'd come and once we'd take that stuff where I was working anyway, up in the kibble, and they'd tip it out so far, and then when they get enough out to give these fillers a day's work to haul out to the shaft, they'd come and they'd take this away. Two men with a wagon would come and cart this away. That'd be their day's work, yeah. See?
They weren't part of your team.
They weren't?
They weren't part of your team, were they?
Oh, no. Oh, no. They were a different gang altogether. They were what they call marines.
Yeah, and how long did you spent the rest of your life, did you working getting the ore out, did you? Or
yes.
Did you do anything else?
Well, that was most the thing I was on, is when I got in a pit. Of course, you had to start as what they call, you're working in twos, is what you call knockabouts first. You know, you got work and a mate with you, and you were sent all over the mine, different places to work.
What, doing all sorts of jobs, was it? Or
like
was it?
We'll notice it. Say that the shift boss would come, and he would say to a fellow, now, we're short of stuff now, and the men could be working up there. And he say, I want that stuff, got to run that button, what they call, to be working on that stuff. Now, I want that stuff, you got to run that button. Well, you'd be down below and be going so far, and you would have to wheel that knockabouts. You'd have to wheel that to another gully to put it down for these marines to take away the next day. That's if you're on night shift.
Yeah. And, When did you finish in the mines?
When the time the strike came on, 1919, strike came on.
What was the strike in aid of?
Well, a fella come from Blackpool, Councillor Titt. he's going to do wonders for us, and he got us all sacked.
What he...
We were doing all right. We weren't grumbling about our wages. Well, it was under the great Laxey Mines, and they couldn't afford to, they couldn't afford to pay the money that he was fighting for. He come over and said he'd get all this money for us, and weren't getting paid this, to getting on the end of the war. Then you see, you weren't getting paid, and well, what happened?
You weren't getting paid.
They were.
You weren't getting paid for the work.
We were doing all this. Well, under the condition, we thought we were all right. We weren't earning the bad wage sometimes. Mm. It varied by the month.
How much would you get on a good month?
Well, I would say them days, if you had about £4 a week, was good wages them times.
And did you have to settle a bargain every month then?
Yes, there was a 40 of working together, you see, and the one man picked out, you see, he'd bargain with the captain, you see. The captain only come down once a month.
Yeah. What was his name?
And he would say, well, he'd say, oh, well, offer you some more, no, can't do it for that. And this fellow would fight with them, you see, till he got a reasonable price from, you see. Well, then they would knock a hole where you left off in the wall,
yeah.
You know. Where you start from again, you start from there, kind of start.
You measure from there.
And measure from there for the next month. Well, of course, they got paid once a fortnight, latterly.
Oh, so you didn't have to wait for the end of the month for a big payout?
Well, you did first.
Yeah.
But they got paid once a fortnight in later years. And of course, being a miner, you had to pay for everything. You had to pay for your candle, you had to pay for your fuse, you had to pay for your dynamite, you had to pay for your caps. You had to pay, and I had to pay for getting your jumpers sharpened. You had to pay for everything.
And who sharpened the jumpers then?
Oh, they had blacksmiths in the blacksmith shop.
And they were. You had to pay them to have your bit.
No, that was all taken out of your wage at out of your bargain lot.
Yeah.
You see, when you would be wanting your jumpers sharpened, you'd have to fetch them out of the shaft, and they'd be laying there, and they'd be brought up in the kibble, and tied up, and your name put on them, and then they'd go out. And then you'd have to go and collect them when you get out of the mine and bring them to the smithy, what they call the blacksmith shop, and get them sharpened and pick them up next morning and get them sent down again to you, wherever you were working. And then you'd have to fetch them to wherever you were working. You had to fetch them from the shaft to wherever you were working.
And you had to carry three or four, you say?
They what?
You had three or four jumpers, did you?
Oh, did three or four. So you had what they call just a short one, about 18 inches, what they call a pitcher.
Yeah.
And then you go to one about 18 inches, and then you went to another 2 foot. And then you go to another, maybe 2 foot six, and then you go to one, 3 foot, to 3 foot six.
And what sort of ends did they have on them? Were they just a point, or did they have a flat end?
Points. Had to be points.
And they weren't that shaped like a chisel?
No, they were sharpened just like a, just after style of a chisel, you see. But they were long, you know, long pointed, you see. You start off with what they call a pitcher, it'd be a long one, you see.
Yeah.
And these other ones were made smaller to follow on, you see.
Oh, I see. So you start with a pitcher to start your hole.
Yes. And then they'd be getting, your thing would be getting smaller, to follow on all the time.
I see. But you say you finished work there in 1918 with the strike.
Yeah.
You didn't work there after that?
It was shut then, you see. It didn't open till Williamson Board. I don't know what was 1922 and opened again. Or was it later than that?
I think I've read it was about that. Williamson was the grocer, wasn't he?
Yeah. Well, the old Williamson, he opened the trust. The man that owned Laxey Glen Gardens and all.
And did he employ everybody who was there before?
Oh, no. No, he only robbed it. He just worked the top of the mine. He didn't go down the mine. His son, he learned for a mine captain. He only robbed it and took the top of the mine out. It didn't last long. Well, he robbed it.
Did he make a profit from it?
Oh, well, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. He didn't.
Anyway, there's one or two questions here if I can ask you. How deep in the mine did you go?
I worked down. Not many did work down. There was a mate of mine, a mate of Norman's here, Norman's father-in-law, and I worked down to 302 in Dumbles.
That's right at the bottom of the shaft.
That's right at the very bottom of the mine. Not many did work down there. Only another fella that I met about 3 years ago. He come home from America, and I met him at the Garden Street there one time. We got talking about the mines. And he used to live up Agnesian. His name was Brew. And he tell me he worked down there, and he was there when mines shut, and he got a job on the mines electric, and he went to America after, and that's where he's been ever since.
Very interesting. How did you get down to that bottom depth? You had to climb down ladders.
Down ladders, the man rod only come down to what they call 110, you see.
Yeah.
Well, then you had to walk a long level then, and then all down ladders, all the way down.
How long would it take you to get to work then?
Well, well, you were going under at 6.
Yeah.
Or 6:05. Well, it's getting on to, I suppose, 6, 7, 8. Oh, it'll be 8:30 to 9:00 when you get there.
And then you'd start coming up at what, 12:00, would you?
Yes, you had to leave about 12 to get up to there, come up.
And time
you'd stop to have a bit of lunch, that you only had about 10 minutes for a bit of lunch, bread and jam and water.
and that was allowed in the bargain, that you'd have 10 minutes for lunch, was it?
Well, there was no such thing as what you're allowed. Well,
it was what you could...
You knew what you had to do and how much you had to do, else they'd be after you the next day that you hadn't done enough.
Yeah.
See, so you knew what you had to do and you had to get through it. And all you could wear was a flannel singlet and a pair of dungarees. Well, you always wore a flannel singlet because with the sweat and all, you never went cold. When the singlet got wet with sweat, it dried on you warm. It didn't dry on you cold, not like a cotton thing or wool thing.
And then When you came out of the mine, you had to leave the coals to dry, did you? Did you change at the mine, or did you?
I didn't, because I hadn't far to go. I all brought mine home and had them dried at home. But they had a big changing house there, and some of them did always leave them on the boiler, the big boiler there, was all to dry their clothes, you know. But I never fancied that.
But whereabouts did you live?
Oh, just at the... I know we've been down that way, and that's just below you. Just
yeah, down on the Glen Road?
Yes, just at the bottom, just up at the Valley Gardens.
Oh, I know, yes. Did how far away from the mine did men come to work? Did they all come from Laxey?
Oh, no. As the mine's closed, they come from Poxtel. And they come from North Laxey, Rams, or what they call... Bullajoraway, they used to walk all over, up over the mountain to come.
Walked it every day?
Every day, there every day. You used to even walk from there up to Snaefell mine.
That was a good long walk.
It was a good long walk.
Can you tell me, how old were you when you started at the mines?
How old?
Yes.
When I started?
When you started?
15.
15. You'd been to school, had you?
No.
And no school in those days?
No school then, did. And it didn't apply to age going in either.
Well, how young did people work there?
Who?
They had younger people than you.
Well, no, they had no younger than me. I, and the way I got in was because when I started on what they call on the washing floors, I went message boy for the captain of the mines, you see, and I kept asking them for any chance of promotion, you know.
Yeah.
Every time I was meeting them. And he always said, we'll wait and see, we have to wait, you're a bit young, you know, but you come round to it.
And
I remember he gave me a Christmas box, gave me a silver threepenny bit.
That's very good of him. Threepence was worth a lot in those days.
Yeah, I think I got it home yet.
Never spent it.
Yeah.
And how old were you then when you finished in the mines?
I think 22, I think it was. I think 21, no. 15 to 19.
Ah, 20, going
on 22
or
23,
isn't it? Yeah. So not very long.
Well, what? As long as it lasted.
Yes. What did you do after that?
Oh, well, after that I went in the Manx Electric.
Uh-huh. You know, before Williamson took over the mine, before the grocer took over, who was the mine's captain before him?
Oh, well, Captain Roberts, there was in my young days, there was a man named a Captain Redcliffe.
Oh, yes, yes, I've heard of him.
He used to live in where they call the Mine's Cabin now.
Yeah.
The pub.
Oh, by the station?
Yes.
Yes.
That was his residence then. Well, then, when Captain Roberts come, a Welshman, of course, he lived up the back, just up the back of the bus station there.
Yeah.
Well, and then there was another, what they call the mine captain, Captain Bateman. He lived out at the mines. And then there was another old man all his days in his life, Ned Christian. He was the shift boy. He had to go down the mine every day.
Ah, he was a sort of under manager.
He had to go round them all every day. That old man, very nice and very smart man too. He worked in the mine till he was well over 70. Of course, he wasn't working, of course, but he had to travel. All them shafts, he'd be one day in the engine shaft supervising the men, and be another day in Dumbles, another day in the Wells shaft. Oh, great old man he was. He'd be telling him in the morning where to go, where he had to go to work.
Yeah. He'd tell everybody where to go.
Yes.
And then he'd go around and see that people were there.
I remember the day that the I got hurt, anyway, was a chap in the mines the night and he broke his leg.
Yeah.
And he got brought, you know, he come up. And this day I had a feeling I didn't want to go to work, you know. I didn't want to go. So he said, "Aren't you going to go to work?" I said, "Nah, don't think I will. I think I'll go home." So, anyway, I went, but I wasn't long at work till I was brought up in the box.
This was what they call the dead box, is it?
Yeah. I just went down in this hole when a lump of rock slipped off the hanging and fell and caught me leg.
And broke it.
And I was off. Oh, I was off for months. And the captain of the mines come to see me, and he said, "You know, Robert," he said, "you can't give you no compensation, can't give you anything." He said, "You're a member of that club," and he said, "that'll have to keep you."
Oh, yeah, you had a club to pay out for sickness, did you?
Eh?
You had a club that paid you when you were sick.
That's right.
Yes. Mm. And you had to pay the club every week, did you?
Yes.
How much would that take?
Well, every month.
Every month?
No, but it's only a sick club, like.
Yeah.
£2 a month. But there was no insurance them days.
Oh,
see?
No. You know, there's a story that the mine captain left little pockets of ore to go back to. Is that right?
That a what?
Well, that the mine captain would leave pockets of ore that he knew was there. He would leave those so that if the mine got in trouble, he could always come back and take those out.
Oh, I don't know. I never heard of that. Not in my time. You know, they did try to sink another shaft there at the end of Dumbles Row there. You know that, Norman, don't you?
Yeah.
Eh?
Waddy Deep? Yeah.
I did try to sink a shaft there, but it was no good.
When was that?
During the war. During the First World War.
Yeah.
But they See, once a man closed, they all had to go to Africa and America and all scattered all over the world, you know. Luxor used to be a very, very busy place one time. Oh, so many.
Yeah.
Well, it was the only place that really was fire, farming or the mines.
Was there any fishing from here?
That was the two main industries.
Did anybody do any fishing?
Fishing?
Yes.
Well, the miners done most of the fishing themselves. See, they done a lot of fishing.
You're saying that they sunk a shaft on Dumble Row or near there. Did they? There's a story about a shaft further north than Agnes, beyond Agnes, called the North Shaft. You know anything about that one?
About
another shaft. As you go up the valley, you've got Dumble's shaft and then Agnes, and they started another one north of that.
Well, the only one ever I heard of, what they call, and I went along that way with my father-in-law sometimes, and we talked, and they used to call it Anne Jane's Hole. A big hole, and quite a few fell in it, you know, but quite deep. And they had to pull them up on ropes.
Yeah.
But that's all I know about that. I've been around that way as you go around from Oliver's round to Balearic.
Yeah. Did your father work in the mines?
He worked in Snaefell Mines.
And didn't work in Laxey?
No. That's my father-in-law I'm talking about.
Ah.
My father did worked in. Well, he didn't work in the mines, he worked on the washing floor. He worked in the lower part of the washing floor when they had the women on the washing floor.
They didn't have any women working in the mine, did they?
Oh, no. I wouldn't get in the mines again, I tell you.
Sorry?
I wouldn't get in again.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh.
Not about it. Yeah, but I could see, you know, if you could have seen what place you were going, you wouldn't have went, you see, but the candle, you couldn't see much with the candle because you only could see where you're walking.
No, you didn't realise how dangerous it was.
Such big holes up above you, and when you'd be in night shift, we'd been only two of us in the mine, the whole mine, working, and you'd hear a drop of water, it'd be just like a ton of bricks, and then you'd hear a rumble somewhere else, further away, a lump of rock falling, and when you'd be going to go up, You don't know what you were going to meet.
Yeah.
Or where it was. See, only two of us in the mine, many and many and many a time in the whole mine.
Why would that be? Why would there only be the two of you?
They say you want to get so and so tonight, nature. They just come and tell you. You couldn't say no.
So they come and tell you to work a night shift if they just wanted a couple of chaps to come and work.
Yeah, they'd say to you today when you go home at 2 o'clock, they say, now come back tonight at 10 o'clock. Do tonight night shift. Well, then you'd be off the next day till the following day again, you see. Well, only two of you in the whole mine. Makes you dreary think sometimes.
Were there any ghosts in the mine?
Hey, man?
Were there any ghosts?
No, I've never heard of any. I wouldn't think of such a thing then.
Probably a good job too. Anyway, I don't know whether anyone else has got any questions. Because certainly it's been very interesting to hear you. I don't know, have you got any stories about the mine?
Well, it's quite none of a couple, you know, that blew their heads off.
What, were firing explosives and didn't get away quick enough?
No. I think it's a matter of suicide.
What, life was that hard? They didn't like it.
Well, there was one case that I doesn't do to talk to much about. He was going to get married, I think, the next day. Oh, that's and then of course you know how they used to draw the ore from where the valley guards to the boats, you know.
Yeah.
It was all horse drawn then. You see, they used to hire the horses from the farmers. He'd have about six horses.
They didn't keep any horses themselves.
Big one?
The mine didn't have any horses of their own.
No, they didn't have none. But when they come to load the boats, you know, they'd send word to the farmer. The farmers were glad enough to get the extra cover. And they'd send for them to come, and they'd go on, and it was all done at night time. There was never no loading the boats in the daytime. It was all night time. They couldn't pass those houses. They must be